So Savage MTL, episode 3.
Yes, sir.
My name is Freddie Lloyd, and I'm here with my man Renzel.
What's up?
Washington. You good?
Yes, a.k.a. Midris Melba.
Yo, you're gonna get a cease and what did they call
cease
those?
And assist.
Cease and desist.
I wish. It's gonna make my story even more insane.
Yo, Idris has a neck tattoo.
Yeah, I thought. Yeah. He used to be
that
in a gang.
Don't give a fuck.
Yo,
I like
used to
that
be in a gang,
shit.
Bro.
I like for real.
Nah. But making
I actually like that shit that he doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, I mean Midris Melba. I'm adopting. You saw his video where he said this week, stay away from people who tell you to stay in your lane.
Yeah.
And I've been on this whole Midris Melba thing, right?
I'm
just having fun with it.
Yeah.
And this girl's like, yo, tell your friend he doesn't look like Idris.
Somebody said that to your friend of yours?
Someone sent it to me and put it on my wall. And it's like, yo, Idris.
Tell your friend.
So somebody was making reference to this whole Midris thing.
Oh, okay.
And she's just hating in the comments. Yo, tell your friend he doesn't look like Idris.
Uh-huh.
So I said, I'm going to let Idris tell you. Stay away from people who tell you not to stay. Because, you know, I feel like I feel. So I feel like I'm celebrating our successes as...
Who's our, nigga?
Me and Idris.
Get the fuck out of here, that bullshit, nigga.
Me and Idris. No, I'm saying there's not going to be a time in the world unless one day Renzel Dashington becomes a household name. This is as close as I'll ever be to People Magazine's Sexiest Man on
Bro, Earth. I ain't going to lie, though. Y'all motherfuckers look alike.
Thank
That's
you, sir.
That's why that shit works so well.
Thank you, sir.
Y'all motherfuckers really look alike.
In the right light on a good day, you might get confused.
That's a lot of tangibles.
I'll take what I could get, my brother. Listen.
What's your feedback?
If, about what? About Midris?
No. About the podcast.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, Freddie.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of disappointment.
About?
Some women were like, I think your friend Freddie's a fuckboy.
Hey man, it is what it is. Not only that, some people have the actual conversation we have confused for themselves.
What do you mean?
So you know what I mean.
Please tell the people. Tell the people.
Come on, man.
What do you mean? Tell the people.
Meaning, it was a conversation about something that happened, and then now the person thought it was something from the present.
Okay. Okay.
So therefore, you know, other than that.
You're not trying to clean this up, are you?
No. Other than that.
Listen.
Other than that, I really don't give a fuck what people
I thought think. It was an interesting conversation.
Yeah.
It got people very engaged, I felt like, compared to a lot of other podcasts I do.
Wow.
But we did have an exchange this morning about a meme with a man, a black man, a black woman.
Yeah.
In bed, kissing passionately.
Yeah.
And the caption said, nigga.
If we kissing.
If you're making love to me like this, we're in a relationship.
That's not what she said.
No, that's not what it said.
She said, if you're kissing me like that, we're in a relationship. Or if we're kissing me while we're having sex, we're in a relationship. Something like
that.
My phone's on live.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Isn't that confusing though?
Nah, she's confused.
No, but a lot of women agree with that statement.
If we're kissing, we're in a relationship?
No, it was more this idea that if, you know, don't make love to me if we're not in a relationship.
Because
you know there's a difference, right?
Yeah, but what if I'm a passionate lover?
I think that's an interesting conversation.
Yeah, I mean.
Because it depends on your mood. But I like to make love. Even if we're not in love.
Yeah, that's what I'm
Sometimes
saying.
Sometimes like, there's a time for fucking,
there's no
a life for
way,
loving.
There's no way to have sex. But
That's not what they're saying.
Nah, there's no way to have sex. Like, everybody has their way or whatever. But also, I don't think it's the way you're having sex. It's probably like the things you're saying and the way you're making the person feel.
So this is going back to what we were saying last week.
They were.
we were trying to create that boundary of no kissing.
And I'm not creating a boundary of no kissing, man. That's not what I said. Why am I saying I like you didn't say the same shit?
I did, but I did say that I'm willing to compromise, though.
Yeah.
I'm not just willing, I will compromise.
Of course. I'm...
Don't lie to the people.
No, it's I am willing to compromise because I've done podcast, it before. Hey, I've done it before.
To the people listening, supporting, thank you. Share. Comment.
And we're on live. Like. We're on platforms, by the way. You can tell them that.
We are. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I cut you off. Go ahead.
I don't know what you were going to say.
I was going to say that we are available on all platforms, not just live on.
Yes, we are available everywhere. Yeah. Thank you for the support. But Savage MTL is about where we're from, which is Montreal, Canada. But Savage MTL also stands for Savage Mental Life. And it's about having the most honest possible conversation, no filter. Savagery in the make. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, sophistication is about truth.
I gotta take off my glasses.
What
for
you
this
got, Freddy? Hey, guys, whoever's on the live, can you tell me if you agree with my assessment that today, Freddy looks like a black Neil Brennan? If you don't know Neil Brennan, just Google him. He's the guy, the Chappelle Show co-creator. But he looks like a black Neil Brennan. It's interesting.
I wish you all that success. I swear to God.
I wish you all that success.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That'd be great.
So, Freddie.
Yeah.
Did you want to come back on last week's conversation? Is that what you were attempting to do?
I think we covered it.
Yes.
Or else we'll just end up speaking about it for another hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
Although, I think the people like that. But let's talk about what we had on the books, which is the sad news that the New York rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine is now
property of New York State. Literally.
Literally.
Actually, property of the United States.
Will be.
He's property of the United States. It's federal.
Okay. Yeah. So, what's happening right now? Why is this so important?
I think it's important for a lot of different reasons. For one, it's a lesson for a lot of, not only rappers, a lot of criminals.
Okay.
So a lot of criminals, a lot of artists that leave that life behind, or that should be leaving that life behind once they reach a certain plateau.
Mm-hmm.
People of color,
mm-hmm.
like, they're out here to get you, man. Don't put yourself in these positions where they get you.
But in a practical sense,
mm-hmm.
these are people you grew up with.
Yeah.
Who, just because you're famous,
yeah.
it doesn't change their life. You know what I mean? Like, whatever they're doing is what they've been doing.
But I'm going to put it to you like this. The problem with the whole Tekashi thing, and I've been saying it for, like, I don't know if you saw his first...
Okay, and let's put it in context to the people. Yeah, we're only talking about that because Freddie and I, and it's not uncommon for a lot of people that grew up in, say, hip-hop, or just, if you're street rap to some degree, mm-hmm. you have friends that have been in crime, mm-hmm. that maybe still are in crime, and they're
allegedly.
Your friends. Allegedly, but just because that's what they do, they're still people you grew up with.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, what marked me the most about the first time I saw Tekashi in his Breakfast Club interview, his first one, was how, or even the first time I saw him, was how he was pushed. He wasn't. There was older guys around him. That weren't telling him to chill. So that right there was a flag to me. It was a red flag. I know personally that if I was in the street and then could find a way out and was still around the guys that were in the street, they would tell me to chill.
Well, maybe there are, but what it's like to be the most famous person around you is you get to have the last word.
Yeah, at the end of the day, let's not kid ourselves. He was a 19, 20 year old kid around 20s, 30 year old men. So he didn't have the last word.
I mean, you think so?
No way.
About what he's doing?
Yeah, he didn't have the last word. He didn't. There's no way on earth he had the last word. If Trey, whatever his name was telling him, yo, stop saying Treyway, or stop, like, you can wear red and, you know, do all you gotta do, but stop pushing Blood Gang or whatever. Okay. He would have stopped. And the thing is, not that he's doing it recklessly. Because Snoop is still a Crip at the end of the day, mm-hmm. but he's not out there promoting the lifestyle. Even when he was in 93.
Let's bring it back to a local conversation.
Yeah.
Because there was a documentary this week on Radio Canada on CBC Radio,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
And it was a documentary about street rap. Mm-hmm. And we have the same problems, so different problems, because no one around us is a Tekashi 6ix9ine like that, so nobody's raking in millions.
Yeah.
But you have young kids, young men at this point, talking on record about the things they've done. Mm-hmm. And, okay, so I'll have the same conversation with you. Do you think these same kids right now, thinking they're on top of the world, they're not even millionaires. Mm-hmm. They're just kids doing the music that they have, and because people around them are like, yo, your shit's good, and then they're seeing a few streams on YouTube, so they think they're the man. You think they'd listen to Freddie? You think they'd listen to Renzel?
Oh, I guarantee you, if, for example, I was around a 21-year-old that was doing it.
You know some of them. Come on. You know some guys that are not necessarily in that life, but, you know, people you mentor. I know, for myself, I talk to them, but I know generally they don't listen.
There's a difference between a guy that's just a knucklehead and doing stuff in the street with a guy that's bringing in millions and that has a potential to become bigger. Like, I can't tell you nothing if you're in... Well, I can tell you something, but there's so much I could tell you if you're in the street bringing in money to survive. But if you're an actual artist with a career in front of you, and you're making millions out of it, and you're still out here promoting this dumb shit, come on. That's not the same thing.
Okay, but some of these kids will tell you, I'm talking about my life.
You know, rapping about it is one thing. Again, there's a bunch of artists that are still in the street or still have street connections.
Here's why I'm telling you this.
Yeah.
And I'm going to bring back a little bit of history. So here in Quebec, there's a rapper that's called Casey LMNOP. Mm-hmm. So Casey was a French rapper, mm-hmm. who did a few years in jail for, I believe it was something like kidnapping and rape and something like that. For a woman he was living with. Mm-hmm. And my understanding is in the middle of a drug-fueled weekend, something happened.
Yeah.
But when he was in court, what they cited as a reason for why he's guilty is his music.
Okay.
So this man went to jail in part because of the things he was saying in his raps. Uh-huh. Right? So now it's jurisprudence.
Yeah.
So it's where it probably wasn't the case ever before. They can introduce your lyrics as a rapper here in Quebec, mm-hmm. to make the case for whatever criminal behavior they're trying to put you in jail, mm-hmm. for. Who's telling these kids right now about this? And who of these kids, if you were to sit down with them today and say, yo, if you're truly pimping in real life and knowing that here they arrest you for sex trafficking, for all kinds of crazy shit when you're doing that stuff, right? Yeah. Who's telling these kids that if you're rapping about it and you get caught, they could take that music into the court system, and then all of a sudden you just snitch on yourself, literally.
But there's
who's telling these kids that, one? And two, mm-hmm. how many of these kids do you believe would listen to Freddie and decide, no, I do have a career beyond talking about my pimping, uh-huh. and I'm gonna start talking about something different because Freddie, big brother Freddie, told me.
First off, I'm not gonna tell anybody not to rap about anything. That's number one. That's number one.
Okay, why not?
If that's what's bringing you where you're at, then fine. As long as you're actually living it or around it and you're not faking it, I'm not telling you not to rap about it.
Okay.
Like, you can't be rapping about pimping if you're working a 9 to 5.
So Tekashi 6ix9ine is exactly where he would have been anyway.
No, the point. The problem with Tekashi 6ix9ine isn't his music.
What is it?
It's everything else around it. Like the extracurricular activities.
It goes hand in hand.
No, it doesn't because these again, people are I give you a perfect example, right?
What?
Like, for example, T.I.'s not going to jail if he's not riding around with a gun.
If he's not what?
Riding around with a gun.
T.I.'s not going to jail if he's not riding
Snoop's
around
Snoop's not a gun. On a murder trial if he doesn't shoot at someone.
We don't know that he actually did shoot at someone.
Allegedly, whatever. Yeah. He actually did shoot someone.
Yeah?
Yeah. In 90, whatever. He almost went to jail for it.
Okay.
You see, like, these extracurricular things are the reasons why these guys are getting in trouble. They can still have their music and do their thing and not get in trouble. It's everything around the music that's bringing them to jail. Yes, you're bringing attention to yourself, but if you're rapping about stuff that you've done in the past or that guys around you are still
but
doing.
Let's bring it back to here because I just told you, everything you rap about in Quebec, they could take to court and say, Your Honor, I don't know that he did that crime, but...
He's rapping
because
about
of
it.
His music, I could tell you that he has a propensity for it.
Is that considered as proof, or was it considered as?
It's depending on what some of these guys are saying on record, and depending on what you're being accused of, it's painting a really bad picture. Yeah. If you have a jury of 12 white people listening to lyrics of you saying "Yo j'ai amené la bitch dans le hotel et puis j'ai pimpé sans gars dans une journée."
Okay, but how do we get to the part where? That you brought the girl to the hotel.
But we're just talking about how you were saying if you feel like you have a talent, some people around you should tell you to focus on something else. That's the premise we started with.
No, that's not what I was saying.
Not at all.
What I'm saying is the problem with Tekashi is not what he was rapping. It's tell him beefing with rappers. Going to O Block in Chicago and doing lives, like shit that could get you killed or that get people pissed at you. Why are you doing that? What does that bring? And then I started thinking.
I don't have a problem with that part.
Yeah, man.
Why?
Yeah, man. Because you're bringing heat on you, man.
But that was his.
But that's what I was getting at. But then I started thinking, if he wasn't doing all that shit, would we pay attention to him?
That was his whole thing. I think he was fine with that. I think that was his whole thing. Like, you think he went to Chicago? I mean, as dumb as he may be, because I don't know the guy, right?
Yeah.
But going to Chicago and doing all that stunting and all, he knows. And he knows he might die. Just like when Tupac was going wild, he knew he might die. It was a possibility. He's from that world. He's lost people. It's not like you're a kid in the suburb where everyone you went to school with is still alive and doing things with their life. No, you come from a place where people die.
So I guess my thing is this. Once that happens, I don't want to hear, no, he was such a good guy. Why did it happen? This is my thing. Once you're in the street, even if you're close to me, I'm going to feel bad that you died, but you'll never hear from me. Yo,
he was a good guy.
If you're a bad guy, you're a bad guy. Even if you're a good guy towards me or towards my family or towards my friend, if you do stuff on the street, you reap what you sow.
Yeah, I have a question for you. It's like a left question, but I mean, I don't know if you've known any pimps by close or far, but if you know what the business is about, do you have a problem with these guys? Like, just not even knowing what they've done, but knowing what they probably did or have been doing or whatever. What it takes to be successful at that game.
That's a good question. Yo. Because
when it's someone else, we always just super hard, but then...
I have as much as a problem with a... No, I can't even say that because, damn. I don't know. They do what they do, you know what I mean? They do what they do to survive, and I wouldn't want it to be with someone that I know. Because at the end of the day, I don't know any pimps that... No, let me finish.
Diddy's in the house.
I don't know the prototypical pimp that beats his girl, you know, that type. I don't know any of those. Like, most of the guys I know are really, like, psychologists.
I hear what you're saying, but because I've known at least, let's say one pimp, let's keep it at that.
Yeah.
To be successful, you're not being a good pimp if you're not at some point doing what you got to do, or getting someone to do what you feel they got to do.
Oh, you're a very good one.
Okay, so even if the abuse wasn't physical.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's still abuse. It's still abuse. What am I to do with it? I can't do anything about that.
No, but all I'm saying is if you know people that used to pimp or that were pimps, they're still, that's just as bad as a guy that used to be a pedophile.
No.
Why not?
It's bad. It's not as bad.
Okay. You really want to compare badness?
Yes.
Why?
There's a difference between a guy that punches someone in the face and goes to jail for it and a guy that kills someone. There's levels.
I mean, it depends how the killing happened. And we're not talking about, we're talking about extreme abuse here. We're talking about we're talking about people that get women to sell their bodies even when they don't want to.
I mean, like, don't get me wrong. Wrong is wrong. Wrong is wrong.
Whether you hit that woman or just mind fucked her into doing it.
Yeah.
That's what your job is.
Wrong, but like I said, wrong is wrong. And again, like.
Nah, man. You can't. You can accept that you're wrong on this, but you can never justify it.
I'm not even trying to justify it. I'm trying to see, like...
We'll do it, like, you could be... Right now, you're a Muslim that eats pork. You're conflicted.
Damn, that's not the same conversation, though. It's not the same conversation,
No,
man.
You get what I mean? Like, pork is important. You know it's important, but at the same time, you're putting that aside to feel the way you want to.
Is it really the same conversation, though?
I'm trying to make
pork
a parallel.
And
pork. He's your friend, so you're conflicted. He's doing something bad, but he's your friend.
I know his heart. I'm joking.
I'm not even sure what the joke is.
I'm joking.
Okay.
Yeah, I was justifying.
No, but it is the same conversation though, because I know that I have some people that when they went into that life, they also changed. For me, maybe it was my perception. Maybe it's just being around prostitutes all day. Maybe they did change.
Oh, yeah. You changed.
But those relationships are not anymore. But, you know, I haven't thought about it. But let's say I met that person and they had a different life.
Yeah.
I don't know that I could rekindle just because, like, just thinking about it as a grown man now.
You don't know that you could be friends with someone that's doing that now.
No, it's like you were a serial killer and we knew. It's like being friends with OJ. It's conflicting.
This is the thing, right?
At best.
Let me ask you this. Is it, let's say, and I'm not condoning anything, these are just questions.
Can I get a Timbit?
Yeah. Oh, yes. I don't like the way you dropped that. Like,
man, you can't, beggars, beggars can't be choosers, bro. She could have thrown it in my face.
My question is,
still eating it.
My question is, do you have any friends that, for example, or had any friends, allegedly, that were in the drug trade?
Do I?
At any level.
Like marijuana? Yeah, of course.
Okay, fuck marijuana. Coke. Because marijuana's too easy now.
Yeah, one or two. They're not friends, people I know.
Are they better individuals than... The people that...
Because I'm an observant person, I'd have to say there are people... Like, there are people with weird values.
Yeah.
And there are people that I could not be friends with because I think when you've been in that
life... That's why I ask you, do you have friends?
No, like I said, people I know, they're not my friends.
Okay.
And they're not my friends also because I think that life and my life are not... They could not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though we like to make that comparison with the music industry and the life of crime.
Yeah.
And there are real parallels, like shady motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And disappointment and sadness and you know, almost death to some extent.
Death.
But no, I think that life is a life once you've been in it.
Yeah.
It changes you. So Didi just asked a great question. Have you ever known someone?
Yeah.
Because when I was younger, I was already on the fence of that. But we're having a grown men talk now. I don't know how we transitioned into that. But what do you do with a guy you know who used to beat his girlfriend?
I've known guys that were in couples where they were fighting, which is completely different.
Okay.
It's completely like...
Well, everybody knows someone.
No, but they were... There's a difference between a guy that beats on his girlfriend and couples that fight. And
so,
I mean like
so are
physically
you saying
fight.
You don't know of or have never been aware of anyone around you...
That was beating his girlfriend? No.
Who has beaten...
How does he make the distinction between fighting...
Oh, they was fighting.
Because he responded to her hit, it's fighting?
No, because they were actually fighting. It was two people fighting. Sometimes... Huh?
Punching?
Sometimes. I'm...
So a man is supposed to respond to a woman's punch by a punch?
Huh?
Just a fight for you.
What?
A guy punching back. They're both punching.
No, they were fighting. Like, what's going at each, like, the same way two people might fight, tussle, smack, punch, they were doing that.
And this is different than domestic abuse because?
Okay, so to you, when a guy responds to someone, to a girl's hit, it's domestic abuse.
The dynamic of
Yes or no. Yes or no.
To me, it is.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I'm not saying I would do it, but it's not.
My answer is the dynamic of power shows that, again, I'm not saying that, I'm saying that women can be the abusers too, but in a regular situation, the man is physically stronger or bigger than the woman, if he responds to her hit by another hit, he has become an abuser.
Can I answer that?
Definitely answer that.
And then that's to all women that will get physical with
a
man. Do not expect a reaction. And that's the problem. Let me finish. I'm not saying whether it was right or not. I'm saying that's the problem with a lot of women that want to fight men. They expect a certain reaction. Don't expect a certain reaction from any human being.
Again, that's beyond my
point.
It's
not beyond. That's
yes,
the point.
Yes, because my point is as a man in the situation where you are stronger and bigger than the woman that has now hit you. Your response to that becomes abuse.
But do you
she has abused you first, yes. But you've heard of a lot of men saying, "Oh, I took her. I stabilized her."
Yeah.
But him punching her back because she punched her is the same to you?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this: do not expect a specific reaction from a man because you're a woman. You do not know what that person's been through.
Again,
you see what I'm saying? Like,
you're right. I'm not saying that you're wrong about that.
So if I'm right, I'm right.
You're right about the fact that she should not have expected a reaction.
Yeah.
I'm completely saying it's wrong to hit a man. I will be the first to say that if you decide to hit somebody, you have to expect a hit back. I agree with that. Just get, like, up to a certain point.
Yeah.
But to say that then this man is exonerating from hitting her back because she hit her first... No,
well,
two
by
wrongs
the law,
don't make
he
a
is.
Right.
By
two
the law,
don't
he
make
is.
A right. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes. If
you
if,
know
if,
he's still gonna go to jail.
No, he might go to jail for that night, but he's not going to jail. If we're all here and you hit Renz, let me finish. If you're all here, we get into an argument, or you and Renz get into an argument, and you like, let's say it's on camera, right? And you hit him first, and he hits you back. He's not going to jail.
Oh, we're not talking about camera. Camera.
Okay,
is
so then what are we talking about?
I'm talking about opinion.
No, we're not talking about opinion. We're talking
That's
about.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, but. It's not right or wrong. It's just opinions.
I say, again, I'm bringing back the dynamic of power because I know...
This is why I love having women here.
Because there are women abusers. There are women that are...
There are women abusers.
...physically stronger than the men they are with, and they use that power against them. That's abuse.
Yeah.
So...
And it's not only physical. Like, I've witnessed, I've had
family...
I'm
speaking about the fighting. I'm bringing back to the fighting.
Yeah.
How is the fighting not on the same level as an abuse from one person to the other?
How is
two wrongs don't make a right? If they're both fighting,
Your
man, your friend that's in there fighting with his girl is still a domestic abuser.
How so? If it's a fight, you see this.
Your mama
this,
never told you don't hit a woman.
I've never hit a woman.
I'm not saying that you did, but isn't that what people are thought?
Yeah, but that's not real life. That's the problem. No. You can all you want, but that's not real life.
Of course, it's real life.
No, it's not real life because this
don't
is the thing, right?
Don't you have values?
Huh?
Don't you have values?
But regardless, my values aren't your values.
But
you're
your
not.
Friends.
You're not.
I'm talking about
And my
about
values
your
can go to my values can go out the window in a specific situation. This is the thing I was trying to explain to you, right? Well, first off, you don't know what that woman looked like or what that guy looked like. That's number one.
Again, I told you all. That's
number one.
Outliers.
You don't know. What she's been fighting, where she's from, what
I
her
do not,
like, there
indeed.
Are definite outliers. Second off, again, to me, and it's weird because if I'm in that position, I wouldn't hit. That's me. That's just me.
Fair. Yes.
But I respect the decision, and I'm not saying like brutally beat somebody. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if, for example, and I'm and again, not me. Let's okay. For example, you guys.
Hypothetical situation. No,
some people. Some people will take this and go to the bank with it.
That's
so
their prerogative.
So let's say if you guys are here. Excuse me. Let's say if you guys are here, and you guys get into it, and you get face to face, and you punch him in the face, and he punches you back. You're deserving of that.
He's still a man that hit a woman.
Yeah, to society.
No, in real life.
Huh?
In real life,
because like I told you, in real life, nobody's going to jail. You're
going
to jail if anybody.
I'm not talking about jail. Now, I'm not talking about law, jail, or whatever. Mm. I'm talking about you
and you have a perception of what happened?
No, your friend is Renzel that punched me back in the face.
No, you won't. Okay. No, you won't.
Honestly,
it's self-defense at that point.
It's not self-defense, and I'll tell you why.
It's not self-defense.
It's not okay.
Going?
Two things. Two things, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. In Quebec, in Canada,
yeah.
You don't have the right to get your own justice. If a woman hits you and you feel violated, you should call the police. Okay, that's the law. That's the law. If you're at that moment, you cannot claim self-defense because you cannot say, honestly, you feel in imminent danger. So, because you're a man and she's a woman, and she hits you and you hit her back, then it would be a unbalanced return. Like, you know, it's like a guy punching you and another guy. You get punched by a guy, or let's say you punch a guy and he shoots you.
You have to feel the imminent, danger.
It's an unequal response. It could be considered as an unequal, response to, because you're much stronger than the woman.
So if she punches me and I smack her, that's okay?
I suppose it could be.
Or no, if she punches him and then he smacks her, because this shit ain't got nothing to do with me.
No, I'm not saying it's okay. It's not okay, but it might lead to you not going to jail. Let's just say, like, let's say you decide I smacked her because I wanted to wake her up, like she was being violent or whatever.
Yeah.
I suppose you could justify it, maybe, but it's still not. No. Like, so when I asked you the question, I didn't think you would say this.
Of course.
Like
not.
When you're saying, oh. You don't know anyone. You said you don't know anyone who's been violent to their woman, but then you made that interesting distinction of saying, but yes, you do know people who have hit back, and you don't consider that a man being violent to a woman. Like you made that separation.
No, I think it's a human reaction. It's because we expect. This is the thing about.
What do you mean?
Let me answer that, man.
Yeah,
bro. I consider myself a very level-headed person, or I've become a very level-headed person. Right?
Okay.
I can't expect every guy around me to be that level-headed. Therefore, if somebody hits a certain person, you don't know how the person's going to react. Your person's not wrong. They can overreact, but you don't know. Like, again, you don't know what trauma that person's been through.
Trauma doesn't excuse how you behave today.
Yeah, it does.
No?
Yeah, it
because
does.
Most
abuse. It doesn't excuse it,
most
but it,
child abusers have been abused. If they use that reasoning.
They actually do.
Yeah, but they still go to jail.
Yeah, but not for the extent that they're supposed to.
They one, still go to jail, and two, they're not being like, oh, I'm sorry, man. Like, and there is that missing link where people say, well, I'm sorry for what happened to you, but as they go to jail. You feel me?
Yeah.
But you're still gonna have to go to jail.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So a man punching a woman, you still should have to go to jail. Because there is no way.
There's a difference between a man punching a woman and a man reacting to a punch. Or a man in a... Like, guys.
Okay, look at it this way.
Yeah.
If you get punched today, Freddie, by a woman you're with, if you feel...
She's not getting punched back.
No, but she's not getting punched back.
That's
but
not
say
happening for
at
me.
That moment you felt it was strong enough or disrespectful...
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So what were we saying?
I don't remember. Yeah, I was saying you can't have sympathy. You cannot have that much sympathy for we. I was just making this argument that the guy that walks away is the good guy.
Yeah.
The guy that punches back can't also be the good guy, no matter what.
I'm not saying he's good. I'm saying he might be dumb.
No, but, he's not maybe a bad person, but in that instant, he's a bad person.
Yeah, but it's it's a very gray area, and you can't deny that. Like, you can't.
Keep going, kill.
Damn, we can't. Today's funny. You can't deny the gray area because what you're saying is humans have one way to react, one way, and that's it.
They don't have just one way to react, but the difference between us and animals is we have the power to make a different choice. That's it.
Yeah. We have the power to make a different choice.
And the thing is that in that moment, when someone sends you, oh shit, I had an appointment, I forgot. Anyway. Let's move on to the other subject we have, because I don't know where we're at. This guy got caught on IG.
Yeah.
Got put on blast.
Yeah.
By his woman.
Yeah.
So he had to just face the music and say, Big Booty 6969, please don't message me no more. And then his wife went on to the equivalent of boyfriend shaming, I guess.
Yo, bro, I don't think we're seeing the biggest story in this shit.
What do you mean?
She's a great artist. Yo, she freestyled that whole thing, bro. And she could bowl, man. Listen, she could actually sing, bro.
Point is, I put on my IG a little survey.
Yeah.
And most women said they wouldn't never do something like that.
Of course not.
Why are you saying?
Because first off, you're telling people that your man's cheating on you.
Mm-hmm.
Second off, you're putting your business out in the street. Well, that's still the first one. Actually, there's two different things. You're putting your business out in the street, and you look stupid doing it. If you feel like someone's looking stupid doing it, something, why would you do it yourself? She looks stupid. Pretty stupid at that. So I'm not sure, like, what woman or what type of woman would do that herself. You would do something to make him feel stupid where, like, you'd post a dumb picture of himself on his IG, something like that wouldn't involve you. But you wouldn't, like, put yourself out there looking dumb like that. It don't make no sense. Why would anybody do anything like that?
See, I think they should.
Huh?
I think they should.
So you would do something like that if your girl cheated on you?
I mean, I could.
Yeah.
I could, not as deep as she did. She went ham, but I assume in this context that he's not a first-time offender.
He's not.
Okay.
Definitely not.
I assume that he's not a first-time offender.
Definitely not.
That the internet is a problem for their relationship in the mm-hmm. sense that she can't control everything he does. But, you know, right now there's a situation on Instagram and she decided to address it that way. So if I was with a woman, say the mother of my children, and let's say she's not fucking with none of these dudes, but she's been talking to all of these dudes.
Yeah.
Would I go on the internet and tell her and go with her profile and say, yo, Brian 6969, please don't message me. And then I come up and say, yo, you can't say you don't know she got a man. I'm a man. Just leave her alone. Whatever, whatever.
Would you do that?
Yeah.
Nah, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, the problem is I would never be the guy that's in a relationship where there's a repeat offender of cheating. I would never be that guy.
So let's say
say I got to that place, I would definitely.
No, I wouldn't.
I think more women should do what she did. I mean, she went too far.
What?
Oh, yeah. She went too far. She
what's
went
too far?
Absolutely far.
If you think they should do what he did, what's too far?
No, man, making your man go on his own profile and say, listen, I've seen guys do this stuff and it's tough. Like I've gotten emails
of what?
Of a mass email of a dude saying, I want to apologize to our friends and family. I wasn't right and I cheated on my girlfriend.
Okay.
Da, 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 da. It's some version of that.
Yeah.
And taking public responsibility for your misbehavior.
It's a 2030 version of
what
that.
What do you mean?
No, meaning the way he did, like have his girl sing and him sing. That's a way more advanced.
I think for the amount of women, say black women to be specific, that get cheated on all the time.
Don't say black women specific.
No, but I'm talking about my sisters, the ones I know. White women get cheated on all the time too. It's not people get cheated on. Yes. You feel what I'm saying? Like there's dishonesty across the but in our communities, there's ways we cheat.
No.
Yes.
Nah. Yo, Ren.
Yo, bro.
Yo, Renzo. You know I don't like that narrative? Because then they use it to portray us as the only cheaters on earth. Yo.
No, but that's not the truth. Motherfuckers out there cheat. I just prefaced.
Yo, I was watching this movie on Netflix called...
Okay, no. Black men are disrespectful in the
cheating. Watch this.
No.
I was watching...
Listen.
Yeah.
A black man gets found out, he goes home. White man gets found out, he leaves or he calls you and say, yo, I just got found out, bro. I'm going to sleep over the night. We're just going. But I'm just saying there's this disrespect.
So like, that makes it better because I go sleep somewhere else?
No, I'm just saying that there's nuances of how we do bro, each other
let
wrong.
Me tell you what I saw in a movie the other day.
Yo, he's fighting this to the bone. Nah.
Let me tell you
he's
what I saw. This I watched bone. This movie the other day on Netflix. It's actually a French movie. It's really, really good. I think it's called... The Game. It's in English, but it's a French movie, whatever. And what it is it's like four couples and one single guy, and they're all old friends. Mm. And they get to dinner, and then they get to the conversation. Well, yo, no phones tonight. And somebody's like, yo, what if I get an important call? Okay, everybody puts their phone in the middle. So they get a bunch of phone calls. You know where it's getting at. You know where it's gonna go. But a bunch of phone calls, a bunch of texts, and then one at the end of the movie. Mm-hmm. Sorry for anybody who hasn't seen it. Pretty much, one guy at the table, his girlfriend finds out through a phone call that he got her the necklace that she's wearing. She's wearing. At the end of the phone call, the guy's like, what about the earrings? And she's like, I didn't get any earrings. So then the girlfriend finds out he's cheating on her. But then you figure out throughout the movie that the host of the night is wearing the earrings.
What's your point?
The point is... Black men don't cheat like that. That's dirty as fuck.
Man, bro, you're making opposite points.
No,
man, you're making opposite points. Like, I never said that one is worse than the other.
You
thought that I implied, but I never said.
Okay, so what did you mean?
I said the way that black men cheat in relationship is disrespectful. It's disrespectful.
That's not disrespectful?
Huh?
He bought earrings for her friend.
Am I saying that we're the only ones being disrespectful? I never said that.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying? So, I'm just making a point.
So the way men cheat is disrespect. Some men cheat.
No, there's different types of cheating. There's different. Yo, for real.
Okay.
You don't think so?
I can't associate one type of cheating with a race. I just can't.
I wasn't identifying. I was talking about the things that I've seen within us.
Okay.
So this idea, I have a hypothetical. I'm gonna create hypothetical characters who are a composite of some of my black couple friends and some of my white couple friends.
Yeah.
So black couple friend, white couple friend.
Yeah.
My white couple friend, I know the guy is my friend, and I know. Whenever he's out of town,
he cheats.
He does hookers.
Yeah.
He picks up girls at the bar.
Yeah.
He goes, the stripper goes too far, brings her back to the hotel, another type of hooking. But anyways, all those things happen. If he goes on vacations with the boys, if he can get pussy, he gets pussy.
Yeah.
He cheats on this girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
But years later, she has no clue. Okay?
Okay.
I'm not saying, okay?
Okay.
Black couple.
Mm-hmm.
He cheats on her. Over the years, he's cheated on her an average of 20 times a year. Average, right?
Shit.
Okay?
That's a lot.
She knows about 5 a year. But she's still there.
Yeah.
So that's their relationship.
Okay.
So let's just say that the black guy and the white guy have both cheated.
Yeah.
But she lives with it. She doesn't know about it. However it happens. So because the white guy, you know what I'm saying? Like... I don't know every white person on earth.
Yeah.
I just know in my friends and people I know.
Yeah.
I know more black guys who have outside babies than white guys.
Yeah, but you know that has to do with culture. Because
to be
honest with you,
we use the same condom.
No. What I'm saying is, man, this is gonna sound terrible.
What are you gonna say?
Some other cultures are a lot more open. to Plan Bs or to abortions.
Oh, that's your excuse?
No, that's not my excuse. That's reality.
You're saying that the reason why black men
hey,
have
man, I didn't say none of that.
This is your that answer is to my question. This
I'm saying the results of. That's what I'm saying. Or even... Or even, I'm yo, dog, don't even that's put that
lot,
on me.
That's a lot of bullshit. I don't believe none of this shit.
But no, but point is, like, what you, like, even I was having a conversation the other day, like, when it comes to that, the whole baby thing, like, a lot of white individuals or couples aren't even trying to have kids.
Okay.
That's very rare in our culture.
People trying to have kids?
Not trying to have kids. Couples. Or even okay. reaching a certain age. I know you. You don't. You're not sure if you want or you.
No. Yeah.
You want or you don't want.
Yeah. Yeah. Just,
okay. Like I don't know anyone that I can think of right now, a black person that doesn't want to have kids.
Okay. What was your point?
The point and
because you left or even from this,
whether
this
it's
idea
kids or even multiple
you
kids.
You basically said because you started from this idea yeah. that black men have outside babies because no. black women don't believe in contraception.
He went, this guy went from contraception. Oh my no. God. Did this he? Guy said that.
I said,
look at
I
this
said,
hot take. This
I said to Freddie, Freddie. Why is it saying, that bro. In this composite of
that's
my
not
black
what I
friends
said.
And my white
I
friends?
I can't even let you
black
say this.
My why is it that black men have outside babies while none of my white friends have outside babies? Like a guy that has a baby while in a relationship, right? He says because black women don't believe in contraception.
I didn't say that. You really think I said that?
Yo. WTF. Okay,
that's not what I said. That's not what I said at all. First off, I was talking about the result. First off, and the result is because a lot more people from other cultures believe or are willing to go through with
Plan B.
Plan B or Plan B or
so
or,
the reason why black men have outside babies is because black women don't believe in Plan
and,
B
and black women are a lot is more pressured it? To have kids at a certain point in their
that,
life.
Is that you're basically you were agreeing with his theory.
No, right? That's not what I said. That's not what I said.
What'd you say?
First off, I said a lot more. And it wasn't only Plan B; it was also abortion.
Okay.
Am I wrong about that, Didi?
That black women don't believe in abortion.
No, less. A lot less than. Women in other
I don't know
categories.
I don't know. I took it far, but you took it further. I believe you took it much further. And that's a longer conversation, which I don't think we should have today.
No, but
I wish to have. At least let us know if you'd like for us to have it. Because why is it that black men have so many side babies? I will leave you with that. Freddie, let's wrap it up here because I don't know if we have anything else on the table.
Nah, I'm good.
The blowjob molestation thing, but we'll do that some other.
we got 5 minutes.
Yeah, we got 5 minutes. What's up?
Are your guests here?
No, they are. Yeah,
that's all good. Next time, let's keep it on the.
Let's wrap it up because we started late, so we impeded on the. Ugu podcast and they are here ready to roll. So
hey yo, shout out to Ugu.
Check them out. Ugu is spelled.
If y'all listening to us, go listen to Ugu.
Yes, please go Uncertified Grown Ups podcast with Didi and
they're
Tracy
doing their thing now,
Bubbles.
Consistently recording. I love that. You guys are at what? I guess you could call it second season. Let's call it second season. You're about what, 3 or 4? How many? I know, but I'm just saying like...
All right, bye, folks. That's a different conversation for another day. All right.
3 or 4 right now?
Freddie, you got something to say?
Nah, man.
Peace.
Peace.